Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jim Hayworth, the CEO of the PBR, and I love Cutting Up Radio.
Hello, this is Cord McCoy, professional bull rider, and you're listening to Bull Riding Fan Connection on Cutting Up Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Cutting Up Radio here with the Bull Riding Fan Connection show. I'm your host, Tammy Webster, and we're excited about tonight's show. We have a great guest that's going to be live with us tonight, professional bull rider Douglas Duncan, and he is out right now with surgery, but he is going to share with us about what's going on with him and how he's doing. And we want to remind everybody, if you want to call into the show to talk to Douglas, please call in at 347-637-3485 and be sure to press 1 to let us know you want to talk to us. Also, you can join on the chat room. Just click on that direct link to the show and scroll down just a little bit and you can log in to chat with us and you can post any questions or comments there for Douglas if you want to do that instead of talking. So anyway, we want to get right to Douglas here. And Douglas, thanks for joining us tonight. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Well, I know we're having some heavy thunderstorms and rain. Are y'all getting it down there in Alvin?
Not yet. I'm standing outside, actually, and I see it thundering and lightning in the distance. So I think that actually it's about to be here.
Coming that way. Yeah, we had it. It started several hours ago here and real heavy lightning and thundering, and we just had heavy rain on and off. So, but we needed the rain, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, you bet.
So we just want to, first off, just talk a little bit about how you're doing right now, and if you want to just tell the fans a little bit about, you know, we know you had surgery, and just tell us why you had to have the surgery and what kind of surgery it was.
I had a hip scope, just kind of resurfaced it and fixed some ligament damage that was in there. It's actually my second one. I don't guess the doctor fixed it too good the first time, but I kind of knew it needed to have been fixed. And it was only a 3-month recovery time, and I knew we had 2 months off for summer, so it just kind of made sense to get it fixed in May and be back for the first event. And I guess it's Tulsa in August, so it's kind of good. I got some downtime. I see a lot of family and stuff that I don't really get to see traveling throughout the year, and doing physical therapy and just hanging out, really. That's about it. Waiting to get off these crutches. I know that kind of puts a damper in my day planning.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I know when I saw you at Pistols event, you were on crutches then. So how long are you going to have to stay on the crutches?
It's 2 months. I got to be on crutches, but it's only 3 months. I gotta be out. So it's just, that's the only downfall, is just the crutches deal.
Yeah. So what, you have about 1 more month for the crutches left, or?
I got 1 more month. I had surgery May 2nd, so
okay.
Hopefully start of July I'll be off of them.
Okay. And after that, what will you do after that as far as your recovery? What will you do as far as rehabbing?
After I get off crutches, I think I'm going to be going to California, hopefully, and going out there and seeing a trainer guy that'll hopefully get me back to where I left off. I was in pretty good shape before I had surgery, so it shouldn't be that long on rehab.
And now, is this the same guy that I think Brian Cantor and some other people have gone to?
It's the same guy. I went and worked out with him before, actually, in Stephenville when he was down here, and I really liked him. And I think I wish he was actually a little closer, but, I mean, it ain't going to hurt me at all to go have that last month out there.
Okay. Now, what is his name?
His name is Jesse.
Jesse, okay.
I'm not sure how to spell his last name.
No, that's okay. I know by what I've heard and seen, he seems to be pretty tough on y'all. So are you, is that something you enjoy, having a really tough workout, or something you normally do?
I've always been active in sports, and I always like to push myself when I work out. So, I mean, I kind of like the intensity that he brought to the table.
And so how long do you think you'll be in California with him?
I don't know. I got a bunch of buddies out there, actually, kind of right where he's at. So and it'd actually work out pretty good. If, I mean, if I could just spend the whole month of July out there, and it'd be good. Just kind of what's ever convenient for him too. You know, he's a cop and stuff, and he's got a job, so it kind of got to work around that with his schedule too. So.
Okay. Well, now, before the surgery, we know you're number 15 in the world right now, and you've had just a great year. And I know one of the things that had to be difficult was having to take the time off and missing those last couple of events before the break, because you were riding really well. I know you said you were in a lot of pain, but, I mean, you could see it every now and then, but you were, most of the time, you were riding through it and was really doing well. So did that make it harder for you to go ahead and take off those last couple of events?
I guess it kind of did, but the hip had been bothering me for so long, and I was going to get it done actually last summer break, and then I decided, well, I'd get it done after the finals. Then after the finals, it was like, well, I'll get it done. Well, I don't know, just kind of – so I had kind of in the back of my mind, knew for a fact that my goal is, you know, have all my ducks in a row and have the PBR finals made by the break, and that way I could afford to get it in the summertime and come back healthy and wouldn't miss that much. And fortunately, I was able to do that and kind of be in a position where I didn't, you know, lose a whole lot of ground. But now I don't have any excuses, you know, be 100%. And more or less feel great about myself just throughout the week. I know running and trying to work out, I couldn't even run on a hard track throughout the week because my hip would, you know, throb so bad at the events. And just the long plane rides and the 90-degree angle, and it's just all the behind-the-scenes stuff that kind of hurt me. It wasn't just when I was riding, so I'm glad that that's over with now.
Well, you know, that does sound like that would be just something that's there all the time, you know, nagging at you, so I'm sure that doesn't have to worry about that anymore. Now, you said you had the same thing done before. How long ago was it when you had it done before, the scope?
Oh, man, I think it was 4 years ago, I was healthy for about a year and a half, and then it kind of come back, and then I dealt with it for the past year and so, and then got it done.
Now, is this something that is caused by landing on your hips, or just riding, or a specific injury that caused it initially, or?
I really don't know. I think it's just over time. I started riding when I was really, really young, and I did several events growing up, and so I have arthritis and stuff in my hips already, but I think it's just kind of from over time wear and tear on them.
Okay, well,
it's just weird. Some guys have hip problems, some guys have shoulder problems, and unfortunately, I was one that had hip problems.
Okay, well, does the doctor think that you've had it done this time that this will last a lot longer, or is this something you think you'll have to deal with again?
Well, actually, he showed me on the deal when I come out of the surgery on the pictures that last surgery was like on the front side of the socket that he had to fix and smooth out the bone spurs and stuff, and this surgery was on the back side of the socket. So now hopefully the whole hip's taken care of where I don't have to mess with it no more.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. Now, do you have any other kind of injuries or anything that you've been dealing with at all this year?
No, not really. Nothing to complain about.
Okay, well, great. Now, just to kind of take everybody back a little bit, of course, I know everybody wanted to update on how you were doing. It's great to hear that, you know, it went well, and I know a lot of fans will be excited to hear that because they're waiting for you to come back in Tulsa, so that's good. We know that everything's going good there. But if we go back before, you said you've been riding, you know, since you were young, but what age did you start riding? And did you start on a mare or a jeep or what?
I started on horses and stuff, actually. My grandpa, raised racehorses and was a rancher. And my mom always had barrel horses. And actually, when my dad first had me, that's what he did was ride and break horses. And I've been around horses my whole life. And then my dad used to ride bulls. So, growing up going to rodeos is always my favorite event. And even from the time I was little, I was trying to ride everything. So I probably got on my first sheep when I was probably, I would say, 5 or 6. And then, but I got on my first horse when, I got pictures when I was just toddler.
Okay, well, after sheep, where did you go to next after you rode sheep? Was it calves or did you go to steers?
Yeah, I was fortunate. My parents hauled me to youth rodeos, and they kind of, that's what I wanted to do was to ride bulls. And calves, and but they their deal was if they paid for the rough stock in, that I'd have to do every event. So I mean, I roped and did everything growing up. So I did the calves and then the steers and then the junior bulls and high school rodeos and then the college rodeos and then to the PRCAs and then to the PBRs.
Okay. Well, now, so when you're talking about when you did Bronx and all that and roping, is that something that you've done some, you know, in your when you've gone professional and either the PRCA or anything else, or have you just always once you turned
no,
started,
it was
you just did bull riding?
College rodeos is the last place I did all that. And I knew bull riding was really all what I wanted to focus on, and it paid the most money, and it was what I wanted to do. So it was just I kind of told my parents that I was done with everything else, and bull riding was my event. So that's what I went with.
Well, I know we have a lot of people on Twitter and a lot of people on our chat room, and we just want to remind people that if you have a question or have a comment, please go ahead and leave us a comment or a call in. Let me just give you that number again. It's 347-637-3485. If you have a question for Doug or you want to say hi, just go ahead and call in and remember to press 1 or leave a message on our chat room there. Okay, so we know you've done the roping and the Bronx and the bull riding. Have you thought about anything in the future? Maybe if the PRCA possibly doing, you know, the NFR and possibly going for all around or anything like that, or you just determined you're going to just stick to bull riding?
I'm not too sure. It just depends on how my body ends up. Wait, I'm going to be doing good to be able to walk by the time I'm 40. But I don't know what. It just depends. I really like steer wrestling, and that was kind of my second best event in high school and college. So, but once again, you know, it's kind of a younger man's event too. But I rope a lot, and I imagine I wouldn't do anything for, you know, trying to go to the NFR or anything. But I dang sure will be an old team roper, you know, just something to do with buddies and jackpots and stuff around the house to keep me in it.
I lost connection just a couple of minutes ago, so I've been off the line for a few minutes. Yeah, my phone just died on me. I don't know if it was the weather or what, so I just called back in. So I missed what you just said after I asked about the NFR, so I couldn't hear any of that. So anyway, so what did you say about the NFR and what you might do you were talking about?
I just depends on how my body ends up. So I probably wouldn't do anything like trying to make the NFR, but I'd team rope and stuff with my buddies and jackpots and maybe U.S. roping stuff, but I wouldn't just try to haul all year to make the NFR. I'm sure when I'm done bull riding, I'd be done traveling for a little while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I'd want a family and kids and getting them to where they wouldn't do in life.
Right. It is. I'm sure it's for those that have families and kids, I'm sure it's pretty difficult being on the road because, I mean, y'all travel so much, and especially if you do the rodeo circuit, you know, you travel a lot more even than you do with the bull riding. So, How do you like that as far as the traveling? Do you enjoy traveling right now, or is that?
I do, but I've been around for a little while now, and it's more or less, I mean, if you're by yourself and stuff, it kind of gets old, you know, all the early flights and the airports and stuff. And when you get to the bull ride, it's fun. But and I have my favorite places I like to go, and I have my least favorite places. But, you know, you got to remind yourself that you can't do that forever, and you're blessed, you know, that some people don't even get the opportunity. So I'm just, you know, remind myself I'm thankful to be able to ride bulls professionally and make a living at it. So I'm still enjoying it, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I think that is a blessing to really have something that you really enjoy doing and being good at it, and you're obviously very good at it. So, you know, it's one thing if you like doing something, but you're just not able to really compete well or do well. So being able to be really fortunate to do it and be very successful of it, you know, it's really a good blessing to have that. You said you have some things that your places that are your favorite and your least favorite. So what's your favorite place to go and your least favorite?
I like to go to New York, I guess. I like to go to Houston. I went there this year. It was my hometown. But The Dallas Cowboys at Stadium. I like Glendale, Arizona. I like Tampa, Anaheim. Probably my least favorite is maybe Albuquerque because I always seem to get wrecked out there every year. And then probably, I don't know. I didn't really like Chicago.
So. Yeah, well, I think a lot of the fans like Albuquerque. We've actually been there the last 2 years because the arena is so small. And but I guess, does that make it, that's one thing I was kind of curious about the first time I saw the PBR in Albuquerque, because it is such a small arena. And, of course, the bullfighters and the horses and everything in there, does it make it easier when you are trying to get away from a bull? Is it better to be in a small arena like that, or is it better to have a little bit larger where there's more room to work with? And I first thought, well, there's more room to get out of the way if you're in a bigger arena, but I don't know if that's the case or not. So what do you think about that?
Well, it is like for instance, 2 years ago, I got knocked out in Albuquerque, and then when your arena is that small, the bull only has to go a few steps till he's hitting the fence and coming right back to where you're knocked out. And more or less like a big arena like Detroit or a big arena, you know, that bull knocks you out and just, you know, he's got, seems like 3 acres to run to the other side. But Albuquerque, you know, you're knocked out and you're pretty much right in front of where he has to go back out of, and that fence stops him, you know, 5 foot where he just got knocked out. So, but where I grew up and where I practice is the arena actually smaller than the one in Albuquerque, so you kind of get used to it.
Okay.
The arena really wasn't a bad part. It's the stairs that you got to walk up after you get knocked out. It's a hard deal.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Stairs up to the top, walking all goofy-fied and being knocked out.
That is, and that's a long way. That's where they had the sports medicines up the stairs too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and then that elevation, you know, you're still out of breath from riding and have to crawl up them stairs. You're like, dang, you don't know if you ever get up there.
Yeah, I know. Where we were set this last time, we had the view on the right side of the chute, so we saw the stairs, and you could see everybody up at the top and everybody just making that long, you know, walk up there, and every now and then you'd see somebody just walk up to you, and they just sit and just wait there for a little bit before they went up. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did some halfway a few times.
We do have somebody on the line that Brandy is on the line, so we'll take that call right now. Brandy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Brandy, you got something to say to Douglas?
I do. Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Glad to hear you're doing better.
Thank you.
My question for you is, what were your early influences bull riding when you were a kid? Who did you look up to or want to ride like or watch tapes of or whatever?
Actually, it's probably Tuff Hedeman. I grew up kind of idolizing him and when I was younger, and I went to a couple of his steer riding schools and stuff, and I was kind of fortunate that his sons and stuff were kind of grew up in Texas youth rodeoing too, so he was always there from the time I was like in a steer riding, a junior bull riding, and just kind of watched me grow up and always kind of kept coaching me. I went to one of his schools and I was probably 9 or 10, and so he just kind of stuck with me. So that was kind of the person that I watched. Then my dad, of course, had a big influence too. He helped me out tremendously.
Okay. Did you always know you were going to ride in the PBR, or was it just a decision? Because you rode PRCA for a few years, I know.
I did. I always knew. My goal was to win the gold buckle in both associations, so it was, I always knew I was going to be a professional bull rider. Just kind of a world champion. It didn't matter which one.
Do you think you're going to stick with just PBR now, or are you going to go back PRCA some?
It's just kind of hard. I don't know. I was doing both this year before I got hurt, and I think I was looking the other day, and I'm still in the top 20 over there. And the PRCA, I don't know. The summer's about to start, and there's about to be a lot of money, but I mean, I got it set up right now. My qualifications are so good to where I can go to the bigger rodeos on my days off, you know. So it just kind of, I'm not really sure you know, it kind of makes sense to go over there and win you $20,000, you know, bull riding when you don't have a PBR to go to. It's just kind of, you can only ride bulls for so long, so kind of capitalize on as much money as you can win as possible.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I wish you the best
luck. As long as I feel healthy and want to travel, I'll probably do both, but.
Yeah.
It's just hard to say. I'm definitely not going to go and go to 100 rodeos like I did my, you know, my first 2 years when I made the NFR. So if I can go to a few rodeos and extremes, then I definitely will.
Yeah. Okay, but, well, I wish you best of luck, and we look forward to you coming back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, Tammy.
Well, one of the things I wanted to, we were talking about traveling and, you know, the different things. Do you, I know you fly, you know, a lot of the places, but when you're driving, do you have anybody that you usually try to travel with? Any buddies you like to travel with?
I do. I started out my first 2 years of rodeo, and I went everywhere with Tommy Wing. And so, I mean, I've been more miles with him and probably Elliot Jacoby than most guys, so. Them two.
Okay. So what y'all normally do when y'all were traveling together, going down the road? Now, did y'all all three travel together, or was it just like, you know, you and Stormy at one time, you and Ellie, or did y'all, were y'all all three traveling together some?
We've all three traveled together quite a few times, but it kind of Stormy is the one that rodeoed with me, but I grew up with Elliot, so it's kind of, I've known him since I was real young, so I've been lots of miles with both of them.
Okay. Now, when y'all are on the road traveling, what's something that y'all do to, especially when you were on the PRCA, you know, circuit going around, you know, long distances, what were some of the things you did to pass the time when y'all were in the car for long distances?
We play a lot of pranks and we joke a lot, and as long as we had a good radio, we were big on radio and DJ, so I don't know. We told a lot of jokes and listened to a lot of comedy radio and watched a lot of movies and worked out quite a bit, and that's about it, really. We stayed pretty busy when we were on the road. We didn't have a lot of downtime.
Okay. Well, did y'all like to sing in the car to the radio, or did y'all just listen? I always like to know if the guys like to sing along with the radio or not.
Oh, I'm sure we had a bunch of jam-out stations, especially about 20 miles before we got to the rodeo or bull riding. It's pretty rocker-friendly in that car.
Okay, so it's a good way. So that was one of the ways y'all kind of got pumped up, was just get the music cranked up and sing along with it before you get to the bull riding?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, what were some of the places y'all'd like to stop to eat? Any favorite fast food, or did y'all like to try to, you know, eat healthy things, or what would you normally do when you're traveling?
We eat healthy quite a bit, just a lot like Quiznos and Subways and stuff. But, you know, when you're on the road, you don't get a whole lot of chance to eat healthy, but like steak and stuff like that.
Okay, steak's always good. Well, we've got another question here. This may be from Twitter. This is from Haley. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, and she wants to know what's your most memorable bull riding moment of your career.
Probably when let's see here. I won Calgary Stampede. That's pretty cool. And then when I won the Houston Rodeo, just because it's my hometown, and it was in the Astrodome, and growing up, you know, and I always used to sneak back there behind the bucking chutes where I wasn't supposed to be, and don't know how I got back there every year, but, and then knowing that one day I was going to be there, and then they built that Reliant Stadium, and then I got to ride in that, and then winning it, so that's pretty neat. It's kind of like a dream come true.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up going to the rodeo there in Houston, because I lived in Houston part of my life growing up and in East Texas, so we would go to the livestock show and rodeo there in Houston pretty much every year and hit the carnival and go to the rodeo and stuff. And, you know, that was a pretty cool place there in the Astrodome. I miss having a lot of different events there. We used to go see Oilers games there and everything. So it's hard when they get rid of the old stadiums and go to the nice. I mean, the new ones are nice, but they're so big. I always miss kind of the older ones and what you grew up in. So.
Yeah, it's kind of sad just standing there.
Let me see. Oh, and another comment that Haley had that had the question for you. She said she can't wait to see you in Nashville in September. So she's looking forward to seeing you then. So I guess she'll be at that event.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. And then we've got, let's see, we have somebody else coming in here. This is Chris. She's saying, hi, just chiming in from Massachusetts. Just wanted to say hi to Douglas and glad that he is recovering well after his hip surgery. Looking forward to watching him back riding bulls after the break, and so happy to be able to see him ride in Connecticut. Let's see, and then he's got a little bit more. And to see him afterwards down on the dirt, I'm here reading this, and said, God bless and continue to get well prayers and wishes for a full recovery. She said, you're one of her favorites.
Amen on that.
And that's from Chris O'Shea. That's from our chat room. So everybody, if you're not already in our chat room, join over there and leave us some comments or questions over there for Doug. And let's see, we have another caller here from Connecticut. Let's see, Susan. Okay, Susan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Hi, Susan, I'm doing great. Do you have something to say to Doug?
Yes, I do. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Well, I'm glad to hear that your recovering is going well. And I second Chris's comment about being excited to have you here in Connecticut. I hope that's one of the places that you like to come. Yeah, Mohegan Sun, is that good?
Yes, no, it is. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go to Mohegan. Well, we did this year, but last year we went to Hartford, so I've only been there but one time.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope it stays at Mohegan, because that's way more fun than Hartford. But anyway, but my question for you is, can you tell me which has been your favorite bull to ride and which has been your least favorite?
My favorite bull to ride would probably be TBGB.
Oh, he's a great one, yeah.
I like TBGB. And then
yeah,
my least favorite one would probably be Perfect Poison, that big paint.
Oh,
I think everybody agrees with that.
I know, poor Sting. He's a good boy. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your recovery, and I'm going to get to see you ride, hopefully, in Philadelphia and Columbus, so I will look forward to that.
Sweet. I appreciate you coming. Thank you.
Okay, Douglas, take good care.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you, Susan. Now, Doug, whenever you say heebie-jeebie, and this is something that I think it started, I think it was last year, or was it, I don't remember what year, maybe 2010, I think it was the first year that that Jordan Huff was on tour, and he did the draft, and he picked TBGV, and it was like the longest time forever. Everybody was joking about, you know, his voice and the way he would say TBGV, and every time I hear that, I can't help but think of that. So it's like I feel like you have to almost say it like that. But I love that bull too. That's a great bull. Whenever someone gets him in the draw, they have a great bull. They're a good. Do you feel that? Well, since you picked that bull, what would you say is the thing that you like most about him?
I actually didn't even get to pick him. It was at Houston at that PPR this year, and it was in the long round. But it just, I mean, I was 90 and something points on him, and it was in the long round. And every time they ride him, they're 90. So, I mean, you know what he's going to do, and they can't ride him half the time. And, you know, it was everything I could do, and it felt like, you know, all he does is get stronger. But you know what he's going to do, and he's not mean at all. He pretty much just stops and walks out and get off of him. And I don't know, just pretty cool, big old bull. I like him.
Well, good. Well, we've got a tweet here from Jackie Harpold to Douglas. Says, you're my hero. Glad to hear you're healing up. See you in Tulsa.
Yes, ma'am.
And let's see, I think we've got another comment here. Okay, we have another question on our chat room for you. You must get a lot of miles and points from traveling all the time. Is there a vacation spot you'd like to use those points or miles for?
Let's see here. Nah, not really. I'm not a real big vacationer. When I get home, that is my vacation time, and so I just kind of relax. I do a lot of hunting and fishing and a lot of outdoor stuff. So I really haven't experienced many vacations. I know, like, when I'm done riding bulls, I'd probably take a vacation across seas. I've never been, you know, across the Atlantic. So check that out and see what it's like.
Okay. Well, when you like, you say you like to go hunting, what do you like to hunt?
We hunt a lot of pigs and whitetail and
okay.
just doves. And I grew up down here on the coast, so my dad was raised saltwater fishing too, so I do quite a bit of that.
Okay. Do you do much boating or any water skiing or anything like that?
I do. I have a wakeboarding boat.
Oh, cool. So that, do you ever hang out with Sean? Because I know he's a big wakeboarder.
I actually bought his old boat, so he kind of, when I'm over there by Georgia, I do, and then when he's over here in Texas, he hangs out over there with us, so kind of works out pretty good.
Oh, cool.
But this kind of sucks when I'm on crutches all summer. Everybody wants to go out on the lake. I guess I'm going to be the best boat driver ever.
Well, that is got to be pretty much of a bummer, you know, because the summer is usually when you kind of let loose and have some fun and relax. But at least you can, you know, I know you can get in the pool because you're in the pool Memorial weekend. So at least you can get in the pool. You just can't, you know, participate in the horseplay and everything. So it kind of takes a little bit away from that. But, you know, I guess it's worth it if you get rid of the pain and have to suffer one summer and, you know, come back strong and keep pushing up the standings and everything when you come back and hopefully be able to make it in the NFR too. So, you know, it's got to, I guess, give away one thing to get something else. So, you know, it's
worth
it.
My whole life's fun, so.
We have another caller. Let's see, Karen from South Dakota. Karen, you there?
I sure am.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Tammy. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. So first things first, I wanted to tell you thank you for taking the time to say hi. Got to meet you down at Billy Bob's over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I came down. Yep. So I was really, really appreciate you taking time to say hi and that kind of thing. One of the things you were talking about is to unwind and kind of relax. You kind of like to hunt and that kind of stuff. So you do a little whitetail hunting and stuff down there. You ever get any place else? Go ahead.
What's that?
You like to do a little whitetail hunting and stuff down there?
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty big into down here. At least I am.
Is it?
I got a place on the Red River up there by, right underneath Oklahoma that has quite a big whitetail that run through there. And then another place down there in the hill country by Marble Falls, Burnett area. So,
mm-hmm. Do you get away other places to go?
My dad grew up with one of his good buddies. Has a place in Mankato, Saskatchewan. And go up there. I have an opportunity to go up there every year. And then I actually got to go kill an elk last year in Ennis, Montana. So.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's good. Yeah, we got some good whitetail and some good mule deer up in this area. But I know Canada has some great deer hunting. So what would be...
has a bunch of good animals.
Yeah, we do. Ever get up this way to go pheasant hunting?
I guess... No, actually, I haven't been pheasant hunting in South Dakota, but, I mean, I have gone up there quite a few times for rodeos. I've never been actually hunting up there, but...
That's one season you should take in sometime. It is a lot of fun. So a couple guys up here that have some pretty good places to go hunting at. So if you had a dream hunt that you'd want to go on, what would you do?
I'd want to go on a safari. I want to go to Africa.
Would you? Oh, wow,
yeah.
That'd be cool. That would be awesome. So, other question for you. What else do you do to unwind?
I just hang out with a bunch of buddies. Just hang out with friends. And, you know, we do a bunch of off-the-wall stuff that don't even involve bull riding, you know. We live out there on the ranch. And so just kind of have fun and be a kid, you know. I've been a professional bull rider since I was, you know, turned 18. And there's a lot of seriousness that's involved in that. But... at the end of the day, you know,
absolutely.
You still got to be a kid and have fun with your friends. So, definitely,
I agree 100%.
Definitely I'm not a party pooper. So, we have fun, and that's what our camaraderie is so good. You know, with bull riding, So all
Absolutely.
The buddies I hang out with have been on the Built For Tough series, you know, and they're supposed to be the top 40 bull riders in the whole world, and then you're staring at five kids that you went to high school with, you know, and grew up with, so.
That is
cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I sure enjoyed watching this year, and I sure definitely keep you in my thoughts and prayers for speedy healing, and can't wait to see you riding again.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. You take care.
You
too. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Tammy.
Bye. Yeah, Karen made a trip all the way from South Dakota to come up Memorial Weekend to come to Pistols event and to Decatur there. So I didn't even know she was coming. They gave surprised me, and she was hiding in the car and everything. We went there at Decatur and came up, and one of my friends said, go look in the front car, front seat. I've got something for you, and opened the door, and there she was. So I was a little bit surprised, to say the least. But, well, let's see. We've got one more caller on the line, and then I've got a couple other questions I was going to ask you. But we have Chris on the line right now. So, Chris, are you there?
You bet.
Hey, Chris.
How are you, Miss Tammy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Well, what you got to say to Doug?
Hey, I was just going to call in and just say congratulations. You're getting a feeling better, man. Glad to see you coming back. Had a quick deal. I was talking with some of our riders this last weekend at a PRCA event, and we got to talking about the number of young bulls that are coming up now. And of course, it goes back, I guess, to the popularity of bull riding now. And there's so many more people raising bulls than there were, you know, back when I was riding. I'm not going to say how long ago, but a long time ago. And but yeah, you know, even in the Built For Tough series and the extreme events and stuff like that, you know, we're seeing a lot more younger bulls. What do you think about that, man? I mean, is it making it a little bit harder on y'all guys as far as getting the better draws and scoring a little bit better to make a little more money to get down the road?
It just kind of with that draft that we have is kind of makes it difficult, because when you got so many different bulls every weekend, it's hard to keep tabs on them. And definitely, I mean, when they got that ABBI deal that's set up for those 3 and 4 year old bulls that pay, you know, $250,000, the demand for those bucking 3 and 4 year olds is always going to be there. So, you know, you got guys that's all they live for is to play them 3 and 4 year old securities and stuff. So once they're 5, you know, it don't matter to them. They're trying to get rid of them and restocking for the next year 3 and 4 year olds. So there's always going to be a dang high volume of bucking 3 and 4 year olds, and I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. So it definitely makes it hard with that draft, you know, because you got so many dang good bulls out there now, and it's just, you know, you don't get to see the same 30, 40 bulls week in and week out a whole lot. You know, that long round's mixed up different bulls, so you really got to be on top of your game and do your research to make sure you're not picking a big, you know, one that ain't going to fit you.
Right. Yeah, I know there's a lot of the younger bulls, and it seems like the younger bulls now are they're just a different caliber of bull than they were. I mean, you've got classic bulls out there like I think Shepherd Hills Testage is still a classic bull, and you know, stuff like that. That's just amazing bulls that are coming up in classics, and you know, handing it to some of the guys in the long go. So.
Oh yeah, no, the bull's definitely double rank, and you know, he's a 4 year old bucking, you know, like a 6 year old. And he definitely will be around for a little while to come.
Well, awesome deal. I say congratulations. Glad to see you back. I'm sure I'll see you down the road at some of the events. Good luck, and God bless you, Tammy. Thanks for having the show.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. See you later.
It's actually Chris with Ambush Leather. Want to just thank him, as he's one of my sponsors for Bull Riding Fan Connection. He does a great job providing some great leather gloves for the guys and other products. So I guess I can just put a little pitch in for him right now. If you want to check out ambushleather.com or Ambush Leather on Facebook and check out their products and like their Facebook page. And, you know, one of the things he was talking about with the bulls, I'd like to ask a question about that. As far as the draft, do you like the draft, Douglas, or would you rather just have a draw?
I'd rather just have a draw.
Is it mainly because you just don't want to have to, I mean, what's your reason for just preferring to have the draw
I mean, for having you on the draw.
He just kind of, it just makes it more of an even kind of, I don't know. They're all going to buck, I guess, and it just kind of spreads it out. And don't get the same people getting on the same bulls all the time. And, you know, it don't keep us there after the event another 45 minutes. And it just, I understand I'm drafting like the short round. That'll be good, but I don't really care about the long rounds. I wish they'd just draw them like they do.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. I think the it definitely gives the advantage, obviously, to the one that, you know, has the best first round. And that's one of the things I know in the finals in 08, I know they drafted every round in the finals. And that really, to me, kind of just set it up for the first. If you got a good round, the first, you know, when you came in and you picked the first bull, where you pretty much were, you know, you were set up for the rest of the finals because you got to pick whatever bull. And, I mean, I, like you said, I enjoy having it for, like, the short round, for the championship round. Have to distinguish between those. But for the long round and then the extra short go that they're doing or whatever, I really prefer just having, I think, the draw, too, to where the guys just get what they get and, you know, go back to the luck of the draw, I guess. And so I guess I kind of agree on that. But, well, I did have a question here from Twitter from Darian. She wants to know what you think about girls. I think this is a girl. I'm not sure it's Darian, which could be a boy or a girl. But they want to know what you think about girls riding bulls.
People thought I was crazy for wanting to be a bull rider, so, I mean, I'm not trying to tell anybody what they can and cannot do, but just be willing to pay the price. Because it is, I mean, boy or girl, bull riding is extremely dangerous, so make sure that's something that you really want to put your whole heart and mind into, because it's a long way to the top.
How easy do you think it would be for a girl compared to a guy riding bulls? Because, of course, they say that you can't out-strengthen the bulls, but obviously you have to have a certain amount of core strength and everything to ride the bulls. Do you think guys will just have a pretty big advantage over girls overall when it comes to riding bulls?
Shoot. There is no right way to answer that question without starting a feud.
Well, you don't have to. You know, I'm just saying I think it is. It's something that I think, you know, depending on, you know, the person, I think –
I've seen a bunch of girl bull riders, you know, but I've always seen them on stuff that really wasn't that you know, rank. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying a girl couldn't do that at all. It's just I haven't seen any that have. And, you know, it's just something that girls haven't really rode bulls in it. I know there's been a few, but I'm sure there is girls out there that probably could do it. But
not
to my knowledge that I've seen so far.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's something if you're capable of doing it, then, you know, go for it. And like you said, just know that, you know, be willing to pay the price. But I think I'm a girl, so, I mean, older, but still, I think it will be more difficult on girls, period, because you just normally don't have the same amount of strength overall that you know, males do. I mean, that's just the way, you know, your bodies are made. But there are those exceptions to where you can have some girls that, you know, do have that ability, and I guess if they do and they're able to do it, then go for it and, you know, do your best. You know, go for it and try it. And if you can, then more power to you.
Yeah, I mean, that completely. I mean, you look at the gymnastics girls that do the beams, you know, and stuff. And no way an athlete in my shape could ever be able to do, you know. But if you take her in my realm, there's no way that, you know, that would happen vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree. Okay, well, just a couple of things, and we're going to let you go in just a couple of minutes. So if anybody had any other questions or wanted to call in, you need to do it real quick because we're going to let Doug go in just a couple of minutes. But I just want to ask you a little bit about your family background. And I know you said your father rode bulls and stuff. You have any other brothers or sisters or anything? Or do you have any brothers or sisters?
I got a brother.
Okay, is he older or younger?
He's older. He's 13 years older than me.
Okay. Now, did he ever do any rodeoing or just wasn't ever interested in it?
He never did. He got on a calf when he was a little guy and got wrecked out and never wanted to do it again.
Okay. Well, now, I just lost what I was going to ask you. Growing up, other sports. Now, you did a lot of rodeo. Did you play other sports when you were growing up?
Yeah, I did. I played football from my fourth grade to my senior year, and then when I got into, like, junior high, I played track and baseball, and I played track and baseball and football in high school my ninth and tenth grade year, and basketball. And then my junior and senior year, I just strictly rode bulls and played football.
Okay. Now, if you did not go into bull riding, what other sport would have been your favorite to continue doing?
I mean, it was football, but I wasn't ever big enough to make it a professional, so.
Okay. Well, now just some other things just that you like to do just during the week. I know we talked about some of you like to go hunting and fishing. When you're, you know, healthy and you're able to do workout or whatever, I know you said that you run. Is there anything else in particular that any kind of workout program that you do, or do you just go to the gym?
No, I kind of do a lot of core workouts and stuff, and I've worked out with several different people my whole life. So, I mean, I kind of know a whole different types of workouts to kind of work myself out. So I've always been pretty disciplined about that end of my bull riding. So.
Okay. When you're going to the events and before you you get on, do you have any kind of rituals or anything that you do every time that you ride to prepare?
No, not really. I just sit around and joke with my friends. The more I think about it, the worse it'll get. So if you just go in and clear-minded and have fun and just kind of tend to your business, it seems to always work out better for me than just going in there and thinking about it and, you know, dwelling on it, because it's all reaction at the end of the day. So if you're I feel like I'm, you know, completely prepared for that event when I get there, you know, on that first day. So it's just all going to be reaction.
Okay. Now, what was your first year on the PBR? Was that 09 or 2010?
Actually, I went to an event in 09. I went to one event and then got hurt and didn't get to come back the whole year until the following year.
Okay. Now, what event was that in 2009?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines. Okay. Now, I know maybe it was 2010. It may have been your first event back then. You won your first round when you – was that the
one
in 2010?
No, that was my very first event ever in
2009. Okay, yeah, that's what I was trying to remember. And I'm trying to remember what your – was it a – it wasn't a 90, was it? I'm trying to remember back, but I know you won the round.
No, it was.
I'm sorry, what?
It wasn't a 90-point ride.
Okay, I just know it was a really good ride, and you won the round, and a great way to start off your first event. Is that when you I know that you said you went to one, and you got hurt there. When you your first event to the PBR, how was that? How did that compare to other events you had been to, or just to rodeo? And did it affect you any differently? Or because I know some of the guys when they come in, they have a little tough time just kind of getting used to all the the fanfare and the lights and all that kind of stuff. Did that affect you at all, or did you feel like it was just any other event?
It was a different feeling, I guess you would say, because the guys like Chris Shivers and them that I'd never rode against. So it was kind of like I was thrown in the locker room like the NFL of bull riders. So it was a pretty neat feeling, and it was kind of where I've always wanted to be, and just kind of had something to prove to myself that I belong there. So, I mean, it was all a pretty cool feeling that whole first year.
Okay. Now, you said when you were growing up, you looked up to Tuff Hedeman. When you came to the PBR, and like you said, you got to ride with Chris Shivers. Is that one of the was he your, like, in the PBR when you were – I guess what I'm asking is the ones that you were when you got to ride with the guys in the PBR, who were the ones that you were really looking forward to being able to ride with?
McBride kind of retired a couple years before I came along, but I really liked McBride and Miles Coleman and Chris Shivers and Peter Porter and Brian Herman, just some guys like that, old school guys.
Right. Now, was there anybody that when you got there that you felt really kind of out of all the guys there that really seemed to reach out and kind of, help the new guys coming in when you first started?
Yeah, Ross Coleman's real good about that, about younger guys when I was coming up, you know, just letting them know that they were the future of the generation and that they belonged, and it was time to start kicking butt. The hard part was over with.
Okay. Well, do you kind of feel like you're getting in that position now to kind of, when the new guys come in, to kind of, you know, give them support and encouragement when they come in?
Yeah, it kind of, I mean, I was still kind of, last year was my first full year of the PBR, so it's kind of, I still did a whole lot of growing up last year and still from this year, but it's kind of still more, you know, settled and I belong, and so.
Well,
I feel good.
Well, good. Well, one thing I did want to ask you before I let you go is if you have any sponsors that you'd like to mention or any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank my sponsors, Stanley and DeWalt and Wrangler.
And anybody, friends or anybody else you'd like to shout out to or say anything to while you're on the show? I always like to give you an opportunity if you want to say hi to anybody.
Sheesh, I don't know. I'm on the spot. still thought about it. My niece, Avery. About it.
Okay. I'm sure she'll appreciate that. Well, okay, and if the fans want to keep up with you, how can they connect with you to keep up to what you're doing? Facebook, Twitter, or anything like that?
They can go to Twitter. I try to update it as much as possible. I'm not real up to date with the new technology stuff, but I try to remember to do it as much as possible.
Okay, and is it Douglas Duncan, isn't it? Isn't it just
Douglas Duncan 87.
Okay, Douglas Duncan 87. So if you want to follow Douglas on Twitter, you go to Douglas Duncan 87, and we'll post that on my page so you can find that to follow him. And I know there is a Douglas Duncan fan page. Is that run by you or is that run by a fan?
I think it might be a fan. I don't know. I don't have a Facebook or a fan page.
Okay. Because I know there is one out there, and I didn't know if that was you know, something that you had started, or because I know a lot of guys have either a family member or, you know, that may start one, or I know
I
a lot of fans.
I started one, and then I just kind of just went to a Twitter, so try to let everybody know dates through Twitter.
Okay. Well, great. Well, Douglas, we thank you very much for coming on the show tonight and sharing with us, and lots of prayers going your way for a speedy recovery, and hope that everything, you know, works out well and all the pain's gone. And I know you told me when you were in Stephenville that you weren't having a lot of pain after the surgery. So was that from the very beginning of it, after the surgery, that you just never had any pain pretty much, or just a little soreness afterwards?
No, I feel pretty good.
Good. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and let you go, and hopefully the rain will be coming your way pretty soon. And we enjoyed having you on the show, and I want to thank everybody who called in and asked questions for him. And Douglas, again, just thanks a lot, and have a good rest of your summer, even though I know you can't do everything you want, but we'll be looking forward to seeing you back in Tulsa and hopefully also at the NFR.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks a lot, Douglas. Good night. All right, I just want to thank all of our callers and those that left questions on Twitter and on our chat room. We enjoyed having Douglas on the show tonight. He's, like I said, he's ranked number 15 in the PBR this year right now, and he was out the last couple of events before the break so he could have the surgery, and he is planning on, as he said earlier in the show, in case you missed it, being back for Tulsa at the right after the break. So we're looking forward to that. So y'all just keep him in your prayers. He's got another month on crutches, and then he'll hopefully be able to, you know, get back to working out and getting back in shape and getting on those bulls and making eight. So we're looking forward to that. I do want to just mention a couple of things that's been kind of happening. I have got to go to a great event this last weekend in Myrtle Springs, Texas. It was the, I'll make sure I get this name right, United States Developmental Youth Rodeo Association. And this was just a really cool event. They had kids from that's available to, or able to participate from 3 to 17, And they have just all kinds of events. They have fun events like stick horse racing to kind of give the young ones something fun to do. And they have goat tying, and then they have calf riding, they have bull riding, bronc. They have all the regular rodeo events, but they have a lot of other events that get the kids trained to be able to work up in steps to get to those bigger events. And so if you're in the Tyler area or around in this area at All East Texas, you might want to check that out. And that is at Lonnie Austin's arena in Myrtle Springs, Texas. And they put on a great event. And they also have youth bull riding there. And I think they were actually having a derby event. I don't know if it's derby or UBBI or some kind of bull competition tonight out there. Bring your own rider. So they have a lot of events out there that they're working on. So you might want to check them out. I know they have a website, and I will post that on my page so y'all can check that out. And I'll also have a little write-up about the event posted in the next day or two along with some pictures that I had taken. And I also want to encourage people, if you're in the area here, check out the Gladewater Rodeo. I went to the Slack last night and watched the barrels and timed events, and they had a great group out there and some great times already. I know their first night was tonight, and I'm hoping they didn't get rained out because we've had some thunderstorms and heavy rains here, and they're about 35 minutes from me, so hopefully the weather wasn't too bad on them. And they will be having three more performances tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. So if you didn't make it out there tonight, try to get out there to the Gladewater Rodeo. It's their 75th year. And also want to announce something I've decided to do. I'm going to be going to the Youth World Finals in Abilene, Texas, and that's August the 1st through the 4th, I believe, are the dates. I'll be posting more about that. So if you don't have anything already planned that weekend, you might want to plan a trip there. I think it'll be an awesome event. So there are just a lot of things coming up and a lot of exciting. There's Touring Pros, there's PRCAs, there's CBR Horizon events. There's just a lot of things going on. We've got the CBR Championship coming up in Cheyenne, Wyoming, the Big Daddy, and that is, I'm trying to check on the dates, I believe it's July 27th that weekend. I don't have it right in front of me, so I believe it's the weekend of July 26th and 27th. I hope that's right. But check on their website, cbrbull.com, to make sure on the date. And I also want to just remind everybody, the CBR is, you can now watch the CBR on Fox Sports Sports Network on Sunday nights at 6 p.m., and I know that's our time here, Central, where I'm located, but check your local listings to make sure of the time in your area. But they're showing their cinch events will be every Sunday night. Right now, I think it's, I forget how many more weeks it's left, but again, you can check out all the information on cbrbull.com about that. And they also have their regular bull riding at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth on Fridays. And I believe they also have something going on Saturday nights, too, up there in Fort Worth. So check those out and try to find a rodeo or a bull riding close to you. And just want you to encourage you to support those events and this sport as a whole, because that's what we're here for. And I love being a part of it, and I want to thank the fans for being there for these riders and athletes and for those that participated tonight to give support to Doug. And we just want to wish everybody a wonderful week and hope you find some bull riding or rodeo events to go to this weekend to enjoy, or something on TV that you can find to watch so you can get your fix, because I know I'm always kind of looking for something when there's not something regularly scheduled. So just look on the, you can go to prorodeo.com for PRCA rodeos in your area. They have just a ton of rodeos scheduled for the summer, so there's a chance that there's going to be something close to you. So just check that out. And I want to give a shout-out to Christina, who is at the CMAs, and she is doing a remote show tonight from there. So she's being very quiet because she said it's really loud, and she's had some surprising people pass her as she's been on the show, and she's been giving me little Skype comments. Eric Church went by her one time and shocked her and kind of gave her a little start, and I'm not sure who else was going by her, but she was listening to Carrie Underwood at one time, so it looks like she's having a great time there. So we want to give a shout out to Christina, and we want to just remember her and her family in our prayers, as her, we know her mom has Alzheimer's and has been going through a difficult time. And we really want to send prayers to her and her family, and that's why we have not had shows for a couple of weeks, because she's been spending some extra time with her mom and family. So we want to keep her in our thoughts and prayers. and remember all of our riders and athletes that are on the roads traveling for safety while they're traveling, and for those that are recovering from injuries or surgeries. We have quite a few that, you know, obviously that have gotten hurt through the year, so we want to remember all of them. Anyway, I want to just thank everybody tonight, and just another mention of our sponsors. Cutting Up Radio is sponsored by Wrangler, and Bull Riding Fan Connection sponsored by Ambush Leather. And want you to encourage you to go to their Facebook and websites and check them out. And also check out cuttingupradio.com and go like their Facebook page. And also you can find me at my website at www.bullriding-fanconnection.com. And also my Facebook, Bull Riding Fan Connection. Go to my page, please. And if you would like it, I'm getting close to 2,000 likes, so I want to try to that's kind of my goal right now. I've been setting goals, so that's my new goal, is to reach 2,000. So I want to encourage everybody to go over there and like my page, and also follow me on Twitter, BRFC_Tammy. And I want to close out the show tonight with Jana Kramer. When You're Lonely, check out Jana's new album that came out yesterday, and check out her website at janakramer.com. And good night, and God bless.
Tough Eat 'em with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to Cutting Up Radio.